Is the former rain the Pentecostal power? Question number 11. The Shepherd's Rod says that the former rain is the spirit of prophecy, and that the latter rain is the closely related pre-Pentecostal message, or teacher of righteousness, which the church is now receiving, and that the Pentecostal power is still another thing. But the Desire of Ages says that the former rain was the outpouring of the Spirit in apostolic days, and the latter rain, the Pentecostal outpouring itself, is to occur in the last days. What is one to believe? Answer. Both books are endeavoring to say what the Bible says, and in order to bring harmony we must restudy the subject directly from the Bible, specifically from Joel's prophecy, "Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain, in the first month." Joel 2:23. No one should fail to see that Joel's prophecy calls for double fulfillment. Although those who are promised the latter rain are told that they have already been given the former rain, yet when the latter rain falls upon them, it brings the former rain with it, both coming upon them in the first month. The marginal rendering for the rain designates it a teacher of righteousness. Now, if the former rain repeats and comes down with the latter rain in the same month, then the fact stands out that the former rain in the Apostles' day is the one of which the Desire of Ages speaks, and that the former rain which falls in the month of the latter rain is the one of which the Rod speaks. In the natural realm, the former rain bursts and sprouts the seed, and the latter rain brings the blade to full development. So in the spiritual realm, the former rain must denote a heaven-sent message to germinate the spiritual seed, and the latter rain, a subsequent message, to ripen the grain for the spiritual harvest. In thus bringing the receiver to full maturity of righteousness, the former and the latter rains represent two teachers of righteousness. In the complete application, the two latter-day rains therefore are not only the outpouring of the first pre-Pentecostal truth, the teachings of Christ in his day, the type, but are also the initial outpouring of the last pre-Pentecostal truth, the advanced truth, in our day, the antitype. First there must be the revelation of Pentecostal truth, before there can be given the Pentecostal power to proclaim it, and it shall come to pass afterward after the former and the latter rain, says the All-Knowing One, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Joel 2:28. Accordingly, these two manifestations of the Holy Spirit are seen to be inseparable. The first develops a people by teaching them in righteousness, the second fully matures them and clothes them with power to proclaim the truth in righteousness. In consequence, there is given in the first phase of the work a teacher of righteousness, who trains an army of under-teachers of righteousness for the carrying out of the second phase. Since there was to be a revelation of truth in the apostles, in Sister White's, and in our day the Desire of Ages is correct in saying that, at that time, when it was written, the former rain was the rain of truth in the Apostles' day. But as today the former rain is not only the truth of the Apostles' day, but also that of Sister White's day, the Rod is correct in saying that her writings are the former rain today, and that the latter rain, as Joel shows, is directly applicable to the last message, the message of today, Joel 2:23. Thus only with the former rain being the writings of Sister White, and the latter rain being the Rod, can both former and latter fall at the same time, as required by Joel 2:23. And the Spirit's power, being subsequent to the former and latter rain, is therefore yet future.